You're listening to the radioantenna.com.
You might remember Delta Goodrum from songs such as this. And this.
That's my fave.
And now Delta has a new album, Child of the Universe. Here's a couple of songs from that. Ah, this is good, isn't it? Good.
And this is the new song out this week.
You know, if Delta Goodrum was here, I'd tell her what I think about that album.
She's here.
And that album is great. Delta Goodrum, good morning.
Hey.
How nice to see you.
Oh, it's so nice to see you too.
Just back from London, you were saying, swanning around with your mum.
I was, yeah. We both were. We had flags in hand at every possible opportunity and walked the streets with them, even when no one else had flags around. And was very patriotic and very happy to go and support and cheer on.
And did you see any action? What action did you see?
I mean, completely incredible. We were there for the gold relay. So we were kind of, we feel very, very blessed that we got to see that race and we were jumping up and down the stand.
I bet you didn't think at the time that would be the gold until last night.
No, we definitely did it. It was nice to wake up and see. At the same time, I was like, oh, here I was thinking we'd seen the only gold.
Mm-hmm. So, but you certainly claimed it. How good is that?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, the whole atmosphere. I mean, I was in the Sydney. My parents were kind enough when we were kids to take us to the Sydney Games and get to see all of the events. So it was kind of like
you're an Olympic stalker in a way.
I am.
Olympian's going to carry mace next time.
Yeah. I love sport, so I love the event. I love it feeling like the whole world's united in this moment. It's cool.
Look at you, success. The voice was just sensational.
Yeah.
Congratulations there. And what about the last time we spoke? You were about to go on the David Letterman show, and
that
was the last time we spoke. This is how it went.
Our next guest is a popular young singer-songwriter from Australia, and her debut American CD is entitled Delta. Please welcome Delta Goodrum.
And, we're not going to play your song or anything. But
just the intro, I like it.
Remember what I said to you before you went? I said the true test of if Letterman likes you at the end of your performance, if he comes over. Like, I saw the Spin Doctors on there one time.
Yes.
And they just finished playing their song, and Letterman just said, see you later, everyone. That was it. This is what happened when you finished.
Good gig, huh, boys? Hi, Delta. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you
very much. Good to have you with us. Lovely. Delta Goodrum, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for watching. Good night, everybody.
And kiss on the hand.
He came over. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good moment.
He spun on the piano like he was in Fabulous Baker Boys on top. Was he nice to you?
He was lovely. Yeah, it was a really, I remember actually, I think John, that was the show John McCain was meant to be on, and he'd pulled out last minute, and when I first got there was security everywhere, then they weren't there, and then it was quite an intense day show to be on because there'd been so many change-ups on the actual day. It was a great show.
You're now a veteran of TV. The Voice, you were such a star on The Voice. Coming back again, is the show slotted in? Is it all happening?
I mean, there's no secret. We're all in talks for the next season, and Sims, it worked all between us, that the four of us and you know, the whole team, just the whole part of it, it was very, it worked. We all got on like a house on fire and we enjoyed each other's sort of different lanes of music and what we all brought.
So, and you've taken mentoring to the next level. You've got Rachel Learcar supporting you on your tour.
I do. I'm so stoked she's doing it. I think it's just great. I think it's a really great, friendship we have. I really adore her. I absolutely love her to pieces. And when you're part of something that becomes quite a phenomenal moment, you know, you kind of always have that moment together between all the artists and the coaches. It's a really special thing. They're getting that first discovery as an artist. They're experiencing these new feelings for the first time, this new environment, this new way of human nature. And you want to be kind of there just because we've done that. You know, I did it a long time ago too, and you'll never get it back, that first kind of introduction.
Yeah, and you'll see it together because you shared that.
Completely. And it's like, even for me, when I first broke, the people who shared it with me, I'll always remember them sharing that with me. And it's a big thing in your life. So I love that now her first tour will be with me, and she's very special to me, and that'll be a lot of fun. So she'll open my shows. I'll get to play all my old songs and all the new songs off the record and be able to really just have fun and enjoy just being at the piano and doing what I hope I do best.
How are the chairs powered?
I'm not quite sure about the.
You're a mechanical guy, aren't you?
I listen to all this all the time, but like, how are those chairs powered?
All I know is that just when I hit my buzzer, it turned well. It was
a team of 10 pygmies spun you around.
Yeah, someone was down underneath them, like spinning them.
Keith was doing that. He was pretending to pedal as it went round. And my wife said, "Is that actually how the chairs are powered?" And I said, "Yeah, they've spent so much money on this set that they've got to get Keith Urban to pedal the chair.
It's the only time he's got to exercise."
Keith did keep saying that to he kept turning to me going like, "Let's go like this on the way around." So I was kind of taking his lead on that. It was pretty funny.
Obviously, these people levitate, Brendan. They're that gifted.
And if you had to be stuck with any of the other judges, who would you want to be stuck with?
Oh, I mean, we're all so different.
But there's no choice. You have to choose. You have to. It's an island. And
no,
you couldn't.
You can only save one.
You can only save one.
I don't know what the circumstances would be.
I don't know.
No way. The guys, I
you drown them all. I see, Delta.
I'd put them all in a bag and bring them with me.
Delta, the album is great. It's called Child of the Universe. Yes. We love seeing you, and come in more often.
Thank you. Oh, I'd love to. I love seeing both of you.
And let me tell people where they can see you. You've got you're performing at the State Theatre October 31st. Tickets from Ticketmaster on sale from August 16th.
I have the new song out at the moment, Dancing with a Broken Heart, and it's just been great to get some new music out and then get everyone familiar with them so we can sing them.
Excellent.
Easy.
Lovely to see you.
Delta, we turn for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.